Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode, an episode I usually don't do, in that we're posting this one both on The Brendan Show and over on HPX Podcast. And I'm doing that because we just happen to have a deadline coming up, and I wanted you all to be knowledgeable about it and ready for it. And that is on Wednesday at midnight. We are closing down my coaching membership enrollment. So if you would like some coaching from me every single month, where I go live for 2 hours, I teach a brand new strategy related to high performance so you can improve your career or your wealth or your health, improve your relationships, improve your finances, improve your overall well-being and ability to get ahead. Well, that's what we do in our coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. And right now, the reason we're about to close it is because we have an open enrollment there, and you will see that right now you can save something like, I think it's like 50% off for the year of coaching. So make sure you check it out. And what I'd like to do is share some perspective in this episode
that I posted recently about on Instagram that kind of caught a little bit of fire and a little bit of flack. And I thought I'd share it as a reason to always seek some outside perspective as you are growing in your career and in your life and trying to make a greater difference, that it's easy to get sort of, you know, trapped in your own house or at your office and not really be aware of the ways that you can grow and the ways that things are interpreted and the real personal power you have in all of that. So I posted this quote and it said, if you are easily provoked, angered, weakened, scared, stressed, or discouraged, then it's time to face that fact that you are easily provoked like that, to commence a great exploration of personal development, to learn meditation, to take the reins of your emotions, to decide to no longer be triggered by the world, but rather be a steady observer of it and yourself. We are reactive adolescents, or we are mature adults and role models. Some never make the choice, and society suffers for it. Now, I know not everyone loves a quote like that. When I'm saying that some people don't make the choice between being reactive adolescents or mature adults, but I'm sure you know people like that. And if you're honest, just like I can say, you know what, sometimes I am a reactive little brat. Sometimes I don't manage my own mind. Sometimes I get triggered too easily. Sometimes I get frustrated and upset about dumb stuff. I think that's just part of being aware of ourselves, aware of how we are interpreting and receiving and reacting to the world. And while some people say, well, Brendan, that's really awful because, you know, someone literally said, by the way, shame on you, Brendan, for, you know, dismissing people who find life difficult to get through. And I kind of laughed because I thought, well, you know, I appreciate the shaming, but however, that's exactly what I'm saying, is that life can be difficult. It's what I'm saying is that because life can be difficult, because there is suffering, because there is injustice, because there are haters and jerks and rude and a-holes out there, then guess what? We'd better learn to manage our own internal mind and world. We'd better anticipate that things are going to make us upset. We'd better be better and proactive in managing our mind in those moments to stay centered. And that takes a life, like long effort, doesn't it? It's not like one day you're Zen Buddha for the rest of your life. You will still get hooked. You will still get angry. You will still feel scared or stressed, no matter how successful you become or how perfect you get at your yoga breathing practice, or that you get at your Qigong in the morning, or that you get, you know, when you're all zenned out in the forest. We all can easily be provoked. And knowing that we can be triggered, knowing that we can be upset, knowing that we can be very reactive from small stimulus, that's a good thing to know. I love that I know I can be a jerk or a child about things. I love that. That knowledge, that self-awareness is in itself personal power. Because I'm like, ooh, you know what? She just said that thing that really upsets me. Take a breath, Brendan. Breathe in like 5 times. Breathe out like 5 more. Don't hold your breath. Don't grit your teeth. Don't get angry. This isn't a big deal, dude. Calm yourself down. That ability to calm ourselves down and not be reactive animals is one of our great blessings as human beings. And we have to really leverage that. And I speak to you with deep respect because I feel like our society is suffering right now because we have so many people who've never actually made that choice. They've never done the homework on themselves. They've never thought or explored what triggers them. They just keep getting triggered. They've never taken personal responsibility for their own emotions, their own feelings, their own behaviors. So they keep blaming everybody. Oh, well, it's my negative environment, my negative spouse. Oh, this person keeps making me so angry, or this thing keeps happening and you don't understand, Brendan. You don't understand, Brendan. I go, oh, well, be careful when you start saying you don't understand. To anybody, not just me, to anybody. Because, you know, there's only 2 things to understand about human beings. We all experience struggle and suffering, and we all experience progress, and we can all experience perspective, and we can all grow and get better. It's pretty simple. Struggle, progress. We're always, you know, in between the two, or on one side or the other, in every domain of our life at all times. We can understand that of each other. I can understand when a person is going through financial troubles, even if I'm not right now, because you know what? I've been there. I can understand when a person has been left or hurt or lonely or lost somebody. And I can understand people who are going through things that I've never even gone through, because I can understand as a human being hurt and pain and disappointment and sadness and those difficult days when we have to make choices about how we're going to show up or live, those difficult days when we have to do things that we don't want to do, those difficult days that we all feel and sense and experience. And I think it's important, this conversation, because I feel that there is a lot of negative energy in the zeitgeist right now. There's a lot of vitriol in our culture, and there's a lot of people who are getting so angry, whether it's at the news or some, you know, text or some tweet that somebody said, and they get so fired up and so angry, and they pull out all the weaponry to fight and go at it. And sometimes they just need perspective to take a few breaths and realize, wow, is this something I'm really gonna spend time arguing and getting upset and like causing conflict about and screaming and getting like stupid or, you know, spreading a bunch of hate online? I mean, don't you wish we could pull aside every kid in elementary school or middle school, and when they act out or they freak out or they scream or they throw something, we just pull them aside and say, hey, I know that you're angry, but you don't have to take it out on other people. I know that you've been hurt, but you don't have to accuse everybody else. I know that that one person did this one thing, but not everyone's like that. I know that it feels really unfair, but it doesn't mean everyone's against you. I know that you're sad, but it doesn't mean there's a brighter tomorrow coming. You know, we all need perspective. I think one of the most beautiful and greatest gifts of having a coach or doing this personal development work that you're doing here is the power of perspective. You know, it's like every time I get really upset about something or down about something, or, you know, I do a little woe is me, Brendan stuff that we all do, I think of the people who I've met and coached, advised, helped, seen in my seminars, who don't have a family anymore, who lost their family in some tragedy, who don't have use of their legs, their back, their arms, who financially are living in their car, who lost somebody close and dear to them, who are going through a mental illness or a major health issue, who got fired from their job, who face discrimination, who have to deal with injustices. And I go, and Brendan, you're complaining? Come on, kid. Get your act together, get some perspective here. Let's remember what's important. Let's ask, what can you do now? Let's take better control of your emotions and your energy. And it's not always easy for anybody, just like me. Two stories, right? Struggle and progress. Just today, I did an Instagram joking, you know, that an Instagram live, I was joking about how I shared with my wife earlier. I was like, gosh, I don't feel motivated today. Which, anytime I say that, she totally laughs, because of course, I'm the guy that wrote sort of, I think as of today, it is the best-selling title on motivation of the century so far, if I have my numbers right. So no other book with the title Motivation in it has done what Motivation Manifesto has done, both the hardcover, but also the audiobook and the course that we released behind it. You're talking about millions and millions of views and downloads and listens and purchases. I mean, it's a monster. And here I am saying, honey, I don't feel motivated. But that's okay. Because when I don't feel motivated, it's not like something happened to me. It's like, I always say, you didn't lose motivation. You lost your focus on the very thing you're supposed to be fighting for. It's a focus problem. So all I got to do is, okay, let me get my body, my mind right. Okay, let me bounce in place 10 times, take 10 deep breaths. Let me do some Qigong. Let me do some yoga work. Okay, great. That took 7 minutes. I feel more energized. There's breath going through my body. Thank you for this oxygen. Awesome. Then, all right, let me write down 3 things I need to achieve by the end of the day. Got it. Here's 3 things. Let's go work them right away. Bam, bam, bam. Good job. I feel better, you know? And so, yeah, I got to motivate my own self. I've got to raise my emotional level and raise my focus from where it can get, just like anybody else. That's the work. We always have to do it. We all have to take command and personal responsibility for how we are feeling, and we have to seek to improve it, or at least ask, what is required of us right now? What's the emotion or the energy that the world really needs from me? Because sometimes, you know what? Yeah, you don't feel good, mom, but you got to get yourself there for the kids. I know that's unfair, but the kids need you. I know it's unfair that sometimes I don't feel like going into the office, but my team counts on me to be the inspiration. And I got to rise up to meet that need and that point of service. Yeah, that's what life's about. It's about getting perspective and then taking personal responsibility and activating that personal power we all have. And if you're into this, or you recognize that you simply need service or help in this area, please go over to hpxcoaching.com. It's going to redirect you to our coaching membership, and I hope you become a member, because you know what? Sometimes we just need some training. Sometimes we need some perspective, some new strategies, some expert guidance from somebody who's been there, done that, and spent a few decades studying human behavior. You know, I'm never surprised that much anymore by human behavior because I've spent my life studying it. I'm fully aware of why we do things or why we act the way that we do. And sometimes you need some of that education to get to that place where you better manage your emotions and your feelings. And again, if that's you, just go to hpxcoaching.com, because maybe we could give you some new strategies for improving your relationships, your mind, your body, your career, your personal finances, your ability to actually reach that next level of success more sanely, more quickly. Maybe we can give you some community of people who will support you and cheer you on. In our online community, in the coaching program is astounding. Maybe you just need to be able to ask a few questions and I can take your questions finally, because certainly that's not happening through podcast. And through the coaching program, you're able to ask questions, and I take questions every single month in that last, whatever, 30, 40 minutes of our live coaching. And I just guide people through what they're dealing with. Sometimes they're dealing with marital problems, financial problems, health problems, motivation problems. It's a challenge, I get it. But I'd love to share with you what we've learned through all of our research at the High Performance Institute, through all of the work I've had been doing as a coach since, 2006 full-time, with all of the tens of thousands of people I've been blessed to train in live environments and taking on some really tough issues. I'd like to bring some of that perspective to your life, especially if you're trying to go faster, especially if you're trying to let go of some old stuff, move in new directions, you're in a major transition, you recognize you need a little bit of support, a little bit of help, maybe a few more cheering voices, not just, you know, from a podcaster or someone on Instagram or on social media, but somebody who actually spends their life helping people coach to better human behavior. That's my work. People always say, well, what makes you different, Brendan? I said, well, I just don't, I was blessed to be doing real work with people before social media, and I still do. You know, a lot of people who call themselves coaches on the internet now have never actually had a full-time coaching client or full-time coaching practice. You know, they're teaching, they're inspiring on the internet, but calling themselves coaches is a little bit of a stretch. You know, they're being an online influencer, call it that. But to be a real coach, to be certified at it, to do the work, and to put in the decade to learn it, to have spent decades in personal and professional development, I think that does make me a little bit different. It's why I get the call when the Oprah Winfrey Network, they want their team to be trained on something, or when Usher wants his team to be trained on something, or when Fortune 50 CEOs, millionaire entrepreneurs, stay-at-home moms, people who are real, real, real interested in making great progress in their life, I get the call. I get the call when someone has to turn around their company. But I also get the call when someone's like, oh my gosh, we just had our fourth child. My mind is going crazy. I get the call when people are like, my finances, I mean, I just sold my company, Brent. I'm richer than I've ever been, but I'm unhappy. I also get the call when people say, I'm just starting out and I ain't got no money. And I've had the blessing of coaching and training people in pretty much every area of life at this stage. And I think I might be able to serve you. But you kind of make the call. So here's what I'd like to invite you to do. Go to hpxcoaching.com, hpxcoaching.com. Get yourself signed up You can sign up for as little as $49 a month. There's multiple plans. But if you sign up at $49 a month and you attend our live training, which happens to be next Friday, if you don't love it, ask for your money back. No harm, no foul. And if you stay with us and 1 month you don't want anymore, cancel. But listen, you're gonna spend 49 bucks this month. You're gonna spend 49 bucks probably this week. People are gonna spend 49 bucks on a night out in the town. But very few people will spend 49 bucks to deeply improve their life. And either 49 bucks is gonna give you a night on the town, or it's gonna give you 2 hours with me working on your life. And I just say, give it a shot, especially if you've never had coaching or virtual coaching or virtual training. You're gonna love this high performance program. It's incredibly powerful. We call it HPX Coaching now. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. You'll be redirected. Get yourself signed up because we go live next Friday and you only have tonight, and I think actually tomorrow night, your ability to become a member for that one expires. We'd love to have you in. hpxcoaching.com. I hope you enjoyed this conversation tonight about how easy it is to get provoked, but how we must all get perspective, take control of our personal power, start designing the life that we want to experience, and the real life that we want to experience comes through managing our emotions and our feelings better. I hope you get that. And I appreciate every one of you being a member of Team HPX, is what I call you guys. HPX stands for the High Performance Experience. I call you my team because I feel like every day you wake up trying to do the same thing I do. How do you live a vibrant life today? How do you live Love Matter? How do you deliver with excellence today? How do you lead today? How do you live your best life today amid all this chaos and this turmoil and this difficulties of life? I am honored to be on that journey with you, and I'd like to sign off tonight with something that Denise was saying all throughout Transformation Week. Remember, you can choose to be ordinary, or you can choose to become extraordinary. So my friends, today, go be extraordinary. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.